أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه. We are reading about at the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, was a great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala and who did all the faraid, the duties of a Nabi, and he taught people Iman and took them out of Kufr. However, the very ill-fated and the evil Bani Israel accused him that he was a jadugar, he was a sahir, na'uzu billah. Allah clearly negates that there was no way whatsoever. Each and every Nabi is pure of every guna before Nabuwat also and after Nabuwat also. And this guna is of kufr. There was no possibility that he would commit this guna whatsoever. However, his rulership, his kingdom was over the jinn and ins also, over the birds, over the ants, over the animals, over the winds also. And all that was one basic reason because of the shukr they made to Allah. Allah blessed them with this great, great quality. It was the great favor of Allah upon them as He bestows favors on whom He wants to. So, and because they were all, he had his kingdom over all the jinn and ins and all. And the jinnat, the evil ones of them, which are the shayateen, they were engaged in a lot of making jadu. And this jadu, which is from the Jewish source, the Kabbalah, which is also very prevalent, unfortunately, today also. And they make the jadu in very extensively as well. So they ascribe that to Sulaiman alayhi salam, whereas that was a miracle from Allah Ta'ala and a great blessing, a mu'ajiza that Allah had given him that he ruled over everyone. So the jinnat, the shayateen should teach mankind also all types of jadu. And this had become very confusing to the people, that what is jadu on one side and what is the ni'mat of Allah. The outcome of it, as we had explained yesterday, the end result normally looks the same. But one is completely permissible, the other one is haram. Like the example of doing halal business is 100% permissible. And to do haram business, buying stolen goods, etc., dealing in interest, etc., the end result of both outwardly looks the same, very glorious and very bright, but the one is totally haram and the other one is 100% correct. So for that, to differentiate this, Allah Ta'ala had sent two farishtas, Harut and Marut, to teach the people and inform them what this jadu is, so that they know this is jadu and this is what is haram. And they made it clear also, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ. اور نہیں سکھاتے تھے وہ دونوں فرشتے کسی کو جب تک یہ نہ کہہ دیتے کہ ہم تو آزمائش ہیں. That they shouldn't teach anyone about the reality of jadu until they made it clear, we are here just to teach you and to inform you, and that what is a jadu, the reality of it. It is a test. Now that we are teaching you, that you know it now, don't go and do it. You are taught so that you stay away from it. Like the masail of interest are taught to people, not to get involved in interest, but that we know what is interest and we stay away from it. Where people are taught about adultery, fornication, that the evils of it, not to get involved in it, but to stay away from it. So like that, they also said, we have come to teach you, now don't, فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. Clearly they gave the command, So to kafir mat ho. So don't become, make kufr. Don't go start making jadu now. You are being taught so you know its reality and that you stay away from it, not to get involved in it. But that evil, the khabasat which was in them, they learned all that. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. They learned this jadu from them, and they started with that. They made husband and wife fight with one another. And this is very common, husband and wife which are fighting. But also at the same time, we must make understand also, as they had taught, don't just make jadu a scapegoat. For example, we are having illicit affairs and we are doing wrong things, we are associating with other women. Now the wife gets angry and upset. Now we say somebody has made jadu. It is our own wrong that we are doing. When a person is fulfilling the commands of Allah correctly, and then something like this happens, then there is a possibility of jadu. Many of us, we neglect our business also. We are not paying attention to the business properly. Now the business is not functioning properly. We say somebody made jadu on it. That is no jadu. It is that a person is not doing his work what he's supposed to do. So this is jadu. It is there, but we are just using it in many cases as a scapegoat. And unfortunately also, the amils that we have by and large generally, they also take advantage of this. And the minute they see somebody showing some signs of any weakness, they will say, this person made jadu, that person made jadu, etc. And ilm-e-ghayb is only by Allah. Not even an amil has got ilm-e-ghayb. Ilm-e-ghayb is who made jadu, what jadu, is only known by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as we will read in front, even jadu cannot have any effect on anyone until Allah permits it. When somebody, anything else, whatever it is, without the permission of Allah, no harm can come to a person, no good can come to a person. It is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, we have been taught our various du'as to read, etc., and to take our precautions. Inshallah, we will discuss a little bit further about the precautions that we have to take, and then we don't have to have any fear of this jadu also. Once we take our precautions, Allah Ta'ala will protect us, and our deen is a complete deen that has given us all the precautions also, the du'as that we must read, etc., and then we don't have to fear any of these things. The important thing to understand is that Allah has put the good also in front of us, and Allah has spelled out the bad also. The bad is not that we get involved in it, but that we get saved from it. And the good is not that we stay away from it, but that we do the good. In that way, Allah has been most merciful and kind, shown us everything, and then guided us towards what is right also. It is now up to us. And if we don't do the right thing, we will have nobody else to blame but ourselves. We can't blame our taqdeer, we can't blame anything. We'll have ourselves to blame when Allah has made everything so clear.